We thank the Lord for the privilege of being in the service of God again. Thank the Lord for His blessings on us this past year. We've had lots of wonderful spiritual feasts in the presence of the Lord in our own hearts and lives and in the service of God. I have a real precious thought on my soul this afternoon I'd like to share with you. It's really a precious thought to me, and that is song. Songs. Isn't that a wonderful thing that we have so many wonderful songs to sing? I thank the Lord for the gift of song in our services, in our lives, in our homes. Psalm 40, starting at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined His ear unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. That don't sound very nice, does it? And set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And what else did He do? And He put a new song in my mouth. Praise the Lord. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. No, I just thank the Lord that He's filled my heart with song, my life. I feast on songs. My soul is blessed in singing songs. And just sometimes I like to just take our hymn book and just read the song. This is a message in every song, dear ones. He's put a new song. I used to, when I was in sin in the world and self, I used to like to sing the old worldly song. Your cheating heart. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a feely gumbo. I used to sing those songs and learned how to play the guitar when I was just a young fella. And so I took up with a lot of songs in the world. But you know, when I got saved, I gave up those worldly songs. I gave them up. I knew that I couldn't have them if I was going to live a Christian life. I had to, but you know, I found that the Lord, He filled me with something so much better than all those old trashy songs. Oh, I began to sing the good songs in services. I was raised in the saints' meetings. I was raised as a little boy, born just a few houses up from where the chapel was over in Guthrie there where it used to be. And I started going to church when I was carried by my mama. But as I got older, I didn't seem to get so much out of service, seemed like. And I remember used to be the best part of the message was when the man, brother, closed his Bible. That was the best part because I knew he's about through. But I thank the Lord that when I gave my heart to Him in July of 1956, praise the Lord, 54 years ago, going on 55. I thank the Lord that He began to bless me in the songs and in the services. And I have enjoyed being in the service of God through the years. I enjoy these good songs. I love these songs. I love to sing them. I love to think about them. I love to have the Lord bless them to my heart. It says here, He brought me out of a horrible pit. Thank the Lord, I was in a horrible pit. and set my feet upon the solid rock, Christ Jesus, and established my goings. It got me lined out knowing how to walk and live before the Lord. And then it says he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. I remember the first song that I held my hand up in service over there in the old chapel at Guthrie. And it's that song, "I Mean to Go Right On." You know, that's a wonderful song. "I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeat I shall I know, for God will give me victory if I will honor. I mean to go right on." That's a wonderful song. And then the last verse. How is it? Last verse. What? Anyway, the last verse, Lord. Oh, yeah. "Then forward let us go, our hearts with love aflame." I remember I put my hand up on that. First time I ever did that in my as a young Christian starting out. He put a new song in our mouths, praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, it's wonderful. I want to notice a few more scriptures in Psalms 40, 42. I want to notice this thought over here. It says in verse 8, "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. Praise the Lord, and my prayer to the God of my life." You know, dear ones, we can just, his song in the night, in the hard places, in the dark places, the Lord will give you a song. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord. We were enjoyed being with the children the other night in the little Christmas school program they had over here at the school. We came down for that. And I'll tell you, children, I don't know how old you, some of you were there, but that one first song, "From the dust of the earth, the Lord created Adam. His breath made man a living soul." I tell you, there's something about that song that blessed me. How does it go? His breath made man a living soul. "And God loved so loved the world that he gave his only son. And that is why I love him so. I was made in his likeness, created in his image." That's a wonderful song. Oh, young people, you know you were there. You don't really, that blessed me. I've been singing that song ever since. I mean, I knew it beforehand, but that was a wonderful up. There's something about a song. And I thank the Lord. I know that there's... I've got song books galore at our house. I mean, one bookcase is just almost mostly songs and poetry. I just love good songs. I like to learn good songs. I like to hear them. I got tapes galore and records galore and books galore. I just love songs. I enjoy them. I appreciate them. And I love to hear them sung. I like to hear people sing a song. A song is something about a song that will convey truth and inspire. I thought about the little story about Tommy. Little crippled Tommy. In a dark and dismal alley, I can't decide at all, but this is how it starts out. In a dark and dismal alley where the sunshine never came, lived a little boy named Tommy, sickly, delicate, and lame. And it goes on to say how his mother, she would kind of come and see about him, but she didn't have much. He just kind of laid there most of the time. He was a cripple. And his mother wasn't a godly woman at all, and he was just neglected, and his life was sad. And one day, as he lay there, he heard a noise. He heard a voice, someone saying, coming up the street. A beautiful voice of someone singing. And he listened, and he saw that the sound kind of started getting a little closer, and finally he called out to the individual, and it was a young girl. And she heard him, and he called and said, "Come." So she come in to the place where he was. He says, "Who are you and what's your name?" She said, "My name's Singing Bessie." And she said, "That's what people call me." And I, well, he says, "What you sing about?" She said, "I sang about Jesus." "Who's Jesus?" He didn't know who Jesus was. And so, anyway, she began to tell him about Jesus, how he came down to die, how he loved little children, how it was such a blessing. Oh, he just was all ears for that. He didn't know anything about him. And she says, "I want to sing you my little song." She says, "I call it the glory song." And she started singing that song. She sang it to him. It just went all through him. He didn't know anything about it. He didn't know anything about Jesus and heaven and a place that we can go after we die if we give our hearts to the Lord and live for him. He didn't know anything about it. Finally, she got through with this song, and then she told him, she said, "Tommy, I've got to go. I've got to go." Well, he was so glad she'd come. She left. And after she left, he said he decided he'd pray. He said, "Oh, Lord, I didn't know about you before. I didn't know until Jesse came." Jesse, that was her name. I guess I called Bessie. Anyway, she said, "I didn't know anything about it. Now, Lord," she said, "you see my life. You see, I've had so many sorrows and troubles. Nobody see my, I don't have a friend. Lord, would you please take me? Take me to be with you tonight. I'll be a good boy. I won't give any trouble. If you just take me up there to heaven and let me see and watch the other children, I'll be happy just to be there." You ever read that poem? I've got it somewhere. I don't know if I've got it with me or not, but that's a wonderful story. That's a true story. The next day, his mother came to see about him, and he was gone. He had died. I tell you, dear ones, that little girl with her song, it means so much for us to have a song in our heart. To sing. You got a song? Sing it. That's right. You can do that. I thank the Lord for the songs that I've known and the people I've known through the years that were singers for Jesus. I'm thinking about a brother. His name was David Madden. He lived at Tulsa. He's one of the saints over at Tulsa. He was a young minister. But that man had a gift of song. Do you remember him? You remember Brother David? I was just a young Christian whenever he was just blooming out with his songs. I tell you, I thought that, I liked that man. And I remember we were at a funeral in 1956. That's the year I got saved. We had a precious young sister, Brother Murphy Allen. He was a minister. He lived at Mansfield, Missouri. And he had a daughter, had two daughters. One of them is still living, Shirley, sister. Not Shirley, but, well, anyway, nameless. Shirley was a name I'm thinking about. His oldest daughter got sick, got the typhoid, and she died. She was just 20 years old. And so we were at Myrtle camp meeting. I went to Myrtle camp meeting that year, and we were there whenever the word came that she had died. And so I and some other young people we were asked to sing at her funeral. Well, we went out to the, when we got out to the cemetery, her mother, Sister Natalie Allen, she's still alive, bless her heart. What is she, about 92 or something like that? Brother Murphy Allen's passed on to glory several years ago. Oh, he's the one, I can tell you something about him, too. He was a wonderful man of God, Brother Murphy Allen. Anyway, Sister Natalie asked if anybody knew the song, Farther Along. She'd like to have that song sung. Well, I told him, I says, I know the first verse. That's all I know. So we're going to sing the first verse. Brother David Madden stepped up to him and said, Brother Leslie, you know that that verse that says, faithful till death, said our loving master. A few more days to labor and wait. Toils of the road will then seem as nothing. When we pass through the beautiful gate, I've known it ever since then. I didn't know it, but him telling me. And I said, well, Brother David, would you kind of help us sing that? And he said, I'll tell you, I'll never forget that man. He had a voice to sing. Oh, I appreciate him. He was a precious man. I remember one year, I wasn't there, but I got it on tape. They had a singing at Tulsa, in the St. Chapel in Tulsa, and he was there. And I'll tell you, he got up and had a little part of that. It was wonderful. He sang that song. We have it in our book. I believe it's number 62. Praise him every day. You ought to hear him sing that. I'm telling you, he just, oh my, it's just glory come down. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, it's a wonderful thing, this song. Another scripture I want to notice is Isaiah 30. Oh, I appreciate the gift of songs. It's just a wonderful thing. Isaiah 30 and 9 and 29. It says, ye shall have a song. Praise the Lord. As in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord and to the mighty one of Israel. Ye shall have a song. Has the Lord ever give you a song? Has he really? He's given me a lot of them. I mean, a lot of this song here in our book. Oh, I tell you what. There was one song that I didn't really take too good. The words were fine. But I just didn't take to that. And well, it's because one brother, we had a brother in the congregation here at Guthrie. He was a good brother, and I loved him, but he had his little way. And he's always calling this song, 156. I mean, if you got a little bit of a lull of people call a song, he'd come up with it, 156. And, you know, open in the house of God, where the vilest of sinners may go. Remember that? You know that. It's a good song. But it seemed like he would call that and call that, and then he had his way of kind of singing with it, and I don't know. I the words were good, but I just didn't know about that. Until one day, the Lord gave me that song in my personal worship with him. He inspired me with that song. He filled me with that song. And after that, boy, you could call it every service. I'm ready to sing. Isn't that wonderful how the Lord can give you a song? Bless your heart with a song. All these songs in the book. Now there was another one. Let's see, what number is that? Faith is Believing. 285, is it? Well, there was something about that song, the music. I don't know. I just seemed like, I guess maybe we didn't know how to sing it or something. It's kind of difficult. And I almost dreaded every time they called that song. I could go ahead and sing it, but I don't know it until one day the Lord gave me that song in my heart and inspired my heart with it. Faith is believing the promise is true. Trusting in Jesus, your strength here in it. Resting so sweetly, secure on His Word, shielded from danger with Jesus the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, the Lord blessed me with that. Faith is believing the soul's happy rest. Faith is believing though sorely oppressed. Singing in triumph, whatever assails, high on the mountain or low in the vale. Faith is believing, simply receiving. Oh, the Lord bless me with that song in my own heart and life. Now, it just don't bother me to sing it, of course, anytime you want to. I was in a service one time telling about it, and after we got through, that's the one song they want to sing. Oh, dear ones, may the Lord help us. And that other one, too, 156. It's a wonderful thing. I noticed a few more scriptures about song in Ephesians chapter 5. I thank the Lord for the good songs of Zion. Oh, it is wonderful. Ephesians 5 and 18 and 19. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Isn't that wonderful, a spiritual song? Spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That means a lot to be able to make melody in your heart to the Lord. Singing in the Spirit. And I believe there's another scripture, 1 Corinthians 14, speaks about singing in the Spirit, I believe, doesn't it? And so, anyway, we have these wonderful songs. I believe Colossians, he's told the Colossians quite a bit the same thing here. Colossians 3 and 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making that singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's a wonderful thing. Isn't that a wonderful blessing to be able to sing these good songs? I remember a service we had up at Sepulpa one time. We went up there, kind of a young people's service that day. And one of the songs we sang, and I'll never forget it. It just somehow, there was just something about that song. Number 150, that's why I called it a while ago. I was thinking about it. Let me walk in the path with my Savior, the child. Let me follow so close to His side. That third verse there, I can't remember just how it goes. In His love, let me hide. That's the desire, the purpose to live for the Lord. And all young people, I want to encourage you. Seek after the Lord. The Lord can be real to you. He can help you. He can guide you. Oh, I thank the Lord how we've sought Him for guidance through the years in making decisions, where to go, what to do. All these things. The Lord is real. But He sings these songs. He gives you a song. Now let's see. There's another scripture. Isaiah 12 has something about this. I thank the Lord for the good songs of Zion. Oh, praise the Lord. Isaiah 12. Let's notice. I thank the Lord for His goodness to us. I appreciate these wonderful songs. They just live in my heart. In that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. And he also has become my salvation. My strength and my song. He sings. You know, I've had the Holy Spirit different times. Just sing it to me. In my mind, in my heart. Just every word. Just see, Mike, it just inspires me and lifts me up. These songs. Songs about holiness. I think about that one song. Jesus has taken my load of sin. Such love no tongue can tell. And can I not resign to him my life and all my will? Holy, dear brother, we must be holy. Living before the throne, self and possessions, all must be truly given to God alone. Oh, dear one, that's a wonderful song. Then there's songs about the service of God. Oh, man, what's that one? Go tell the world that Jesus has suffered. I love that song. That's a wonderful song. Died to redeem the lowest of men. How he can save and keep us forever, free from the sorrow, paths of sin. Oh, dear one, it's wonderful. I'm glad for these wonderful songs we can sing. I appreciate Brother D.S. Warner. Wonderful song. I think we sang, I don't know if it was this morning or anyway. Oh, it was on the way down. I had it on. Compact disc played. I like to do that as you travel. Just have tapes and things. Just have some songs going. That's just a wonderful thing. That number 99. How does it start out? But what? Not in the temples made with hands, though beautiful by art, but God in mercy condescends to live where? Within my heart. Isn't that wonderful? And then we have another one, Brother Ulysses Phillips. Oh, I tell you, Brother Ulysses Phillips. You should have known him. He's a wonderful brother. Oh, praise the Lord. I can still picture him in my mind. He's a good preacher, too. He's an anointed man. But he wrote some good songs. He was an inspiration. He had wrote poetry and song. And that one, about Jesus lives in me. To this world I'm crucified. All its follies I've denied. Christ is mine evermore to me. In my heart he has a place. There he reigns by wondrous grace. For he lives. Yes, he lives in me. Oh, isn't that a wonderful song? Jesus lives. Oh, I praise the Lord for all these good songs here. It said the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I tell you, dear ones, it's a wonderful thing to have song. Now let's notice, I believe we have some in the latter few psalms here, mentions about these singing the song. Psalms 149. It says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And then we're on over, verse 4. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. You ever do that? Praise the Lord. I've had the Lord give me a song in the night lots of times. Inspired me. I don't know if y'all ever have this kind of deal. Sometimes a song will get on my mind and it'll just go over and over and over and over. Sometimes all through the night, that song, just over and over. Rich and wonderful. Oh, I'm glad I gave up those old worldly songs. Your cheating heart and a fool such as I and all that. I don't even want them anymore. I've found something so much better. What a friend we have in Jesus. That's a wonderful song. I like to read and hear about how songs were written. You ever knew that? I've got several books that tells how songs were inspired and written. That's wonderful. And that song, number 179, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, written by a man. Now, our book says someone else, but it's not him. The man that wrote it, his name was Joseph Scriven. It would be good if they could change that, but he's the one that wrote that. And the story back about it is wonderful. He was a young man that lived in Ireland, and he was engaged to marry a young woman, and he was looking forward to having her for his wife. And the day before they were to be married, she drowned right in front of his eyes. He was taken out, taken away. And he was so brokenhearted and so sad, he decided that he would leave and go to Canada, move to Canada. And so he did. He moved to Canada. And he got over there and got in with a family of folks, they had some young ladies, young sisters in the family, and he fell in love with one of them and got engaged to marry her. And just before they got married, were to get married, she got sick and died. And there he was. He was so brokenhearted, and yet he looked to the Lord. He looked to the Lord to help him. And he decided, I'm going to consecrate my life to the Lord. I'm going to just help poor people. I'm going to just help. I'm not going to charge them anything. I'm going to go out and help anybody I can. That's what he did. And he found plenty of work to do, helping people. And he didn't charge them, but if they had something to give to help him, he accepted that, but he didn't charge anything. And there was a man in the town, a businessman, that noticed this young man going around doing all these things. And he thought, I'd like to get that boy and have him work for me. And one of his friends said, you'll never get him to work for you, because all he wants to do is go around and help poor people to do things like that. And he couldn't get him to work for him. Well, one day his pastor, minister, went to see him, heard that he was sick in bed. So he went to see him. And while he was there, the pastor was there trying to encourage him and was getting ready to have prayer. I'm sure he was. He looked on the table by his bed. He saw a piece of paper, and he picked it up, and he started reading. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Isn't that a wonderful song? Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. And he looked at Joseph and he says, where'd you get this? Oh, he said, the Lord and I worked that out. And he says, I wrote it for my mother in Ireland. I heard that she was sick. Well, he said, this is wonderful. That's where that song came from. Isn't that wonderful? I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say something here. Preaching is good. Teaching is good. But if you write a song and give the world a song, you'll be doing more good than all the preachers and all the teachers. Because that song will inspire and comfort. We have different ones, authors of songs. Frances Ridley Havergal. She was a young woman. She was just 42 when she died. She's a young woman in England. And she had a godly minister for her father. And she gave her heart to the Lord when she was just a young girl. And she sought the Lord to be sanctified and filled with the Spirit of God. And God blessed her and filled her with the Spirit of God. And she had a beautiful, happy life as she wrote several of our songs. Take my life, and let it be consecrated, Lord, for thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. She wrote that song. She was so glad and so happy in the Lord. And she lived her life to please others and to please the Lord. And she wrote, I have a book of her. One of my greatest treasures is a book of her works. A poetry book of her works. She wrote beautiful songs. She was a godly woman. I tell you, dear ones, it's just wonderful to have these wonderful songs to sing. I love to sing them. I love to sing them. I don't know. I open up. I like to just sing it out. And think about what you're singing. Put up that hand. Mean it? Put it up. I know there was one brother we had years ago, old brother Simon Post. He was part of our congregation. He was an old man. And he'd put it both up. He just loved the Lord. He'd get up and he'd really tell us things. He died in 1956. Old man, 90-some years old. And I and another brother and his wife, I helped them sing at his funeral. And then in just a few days, his little wife, she died also. And they buried him right up here. You go north of Crescent over here on Highway 74 and turn on 51, and just a little ways, there's a cemetery there, and that's where they're buried. Every now and then I stop and visit. I remember that dear old brother. He put up his head while he was singing. Oh, dear ones, today, may the Lord help us. See, Mike, there was another Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord. It is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant. And praise is comely. I can think about another dear brother, Sister Wiley, Sister Annie Wiley. She lived up here at Hennessy. She had a song that she would sing. If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? Tell me what would I do? Tell me what would I do? If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? Is everything to me? He's bread in dry places. He's water in a thirsty land. He is my rock and shelter, and he holds me by the hand. And when I get in trouble, close by my side he'll stand. He's everything to me. Oh, I thank the Lord for these wonderful people that had their song. They had a song, and they sung it. Don't be afraid to do that. If you have a song, sing it. If you have a testimony, give it. If you have a message, bring it forth. You have a prayer, be sure and give that too. I thank the Lord for that song we sang a while ago about the blessing of prayer. That has inspired my heart. That's a beautiful song. That Sister Clara M. Brooks, she wrote a lot of wonderful songs. Her songs are still living today. I thank the Lord for it. All this, maybe more scriptures, but I believe that'll be... here's another one. 146. And 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I'll sing praises unto my God while I have my being. That's a good thing to do, isn't it? May the Lord help us. You young people, keep on singing. You'll do some good. You'll be a blessing.